So you have already heard some of that from Prana Govinda Prabhu yesterday in Sunday Feast lecture. So this prayer, what we have been, all these temples, we chant this Namamishwaram. This is coming from Padam Purana, from the conversation between Narada and Shaunaka Rishi. Right? So, and Satyavrata Muni had taken that, Satyavrata Muni is the one who compiled this prayer. So the very first word you can see is Namami. So Namami is indicating that in the beginning of any project, we offer our obeisances to our beloved deities, so that this project will continue to be completed without any haribol. Without any haribol. Without any disturbances. So it is called Mangalacharanam, in the auspicious beginning. We also discussed this auspicious beginning, Mangalacharanam, last week in our six questions seminar. So Mangalacharanam means auspicious beginning. So beginning, auspicious beginning will start with the pranam to our spiritual master, pranam to our deities, and pranam to the devotees. And Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, by even remembering these three items, three personalities, the deities, a spiritual master, and devotees, all obstacles will go away. And even more than that, I have read some a place that Bhakta Bhakti Bhagavanta Guru Chatur Naam Bapu Ek in Hindi. That then the Hindi poetry says Bhakta Devotee, Bhakti Devotional. The deity of devotion, Bhagavan, the Lord, and Guru, the spiritual master. The four items, if you remember, there will be no obstacles anywhere. So it is like that. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find these three things, Guru, Vaishnava, and the deity. So in this way, the first, starting with the Namami, by bowing down to the deities, offering obeisances, this is the Mangalacharanam. Now why with this word? That may be a question. One may ask, why? First of all, you can say something else, why Namami? Namami is indicating that you are taking humble position as a servant of the Lord. And the other meaning of this is, that you are beginning auspicious, that's Mangalacharanam. Two things. And still one may ask, but you can say something else than Namami. The Namami is the root dhatu, to humble yourself. To humble yourself. So, and the because when we do obeisances, what happens? First of all, we have to bow, we have to bend our head, which is called Uttamanga in Sanskrit. The head is on top of the body. You never see anybody have a head somewhere else. It's always on top of the body. So being on top of the body, it has got some mentality. I am such and such. So Uttamanga is the best part of the body. And if we don't practice to bow down, don't practice to bend down to the feet of the Guru, Vaishnava, and into the deity, then it goes, Edamana Madha Puman. Edamana is increasing the mother, pride. of, you know, I'm such and such and such and such. So increasing the pride and never feel like bowing down, never feel like bent down to anybody. Interestingly, yesterday I was working, preparing the yajna, during the day. And these two boys, they were, little boys, they were talking and being around there, having fun. So Srivala Prabhu's son, he was there. And at that time, some Indian family came to take darshan. And they must have been observing what they were doing. So I was busy, I didn't see it. So the Gauranga, he said, you know, these Hindus people, when they come to temple, they don't bow down. They don't pay obeisance. They just do like this. Now they're observing. Then the Hindu people, whenever you come, we bow down. It's our practice. The Hindu people, when they come down, to temple, they don't bow down. They do like this. And then they sit, they stand in front of the deity like this. It's a little boy. They have been observing like this. So it's, yeah, we see that. So it's difficult for this body when you have the best part of the body up there, not practicing bending down, down too. So therefore, Namami is starting with Namami. Sukadeva Goswami also starts his prayers with Namami. Namaha Parashmai. Namaha Parashmai. Purushaya Bhuyase Sadudbhavasthana Nirodhalilaya. So many of the prayers, you can see, we start with the Namami. Somewhere there is Namaha in the prayers. So it has got a lot of meaning. So in this prayer, Shatavrata Muni establishes four important things. The first is truth. What we're talking about, what it looks like, and what is that exactly. And once he establishes what it is, the tattva is, then the form of that, he establishes that. And then third one is lila, in one sloka. You have tattva, rupa, lila, and guna. Guna means quality. So, the beginning is Namami, and then Namami bowing down to whom? The second word is Ishwaram. Right? Ishwaram. Ishwaram means the controller. Ishwaram means, Sanatana Goswami explains, Ishwaram means Sarva Shaktimantam. Ishwaram, he gives three meanings of the Ishwaram. First is that the Lord who is all powerful. By saying all power, the Lord is all powerful, there is a tendency, maybe you will want some power of it, some of that power from the Lord as a blessings. You know, when you bow down, oh Lord, you are so powerful. Can I have some of this power? Can I have something? No, because I'm so weak. I'm not able to do anything. Let me have some power. Bless me. So he is Sarva Shaktimantam. And second meaning is Jagadekanatham. Jagadekanatham, the Lord Ishwar, means he is the Lord of the whole universe. Jagannath. Jagannath is the meaning. There you are the Lord and I am your servant, Das. Jagadekanatham. I pray you because I am simply your servant. And the third one is Nija Prabhum. So Ishwaram means Nija Prabhum, that means you are my Lord. I don't know you are how many planets, but at least you are my Lord. That's the mood of Lord Chaitanya. Ashlishyava Padaratam Pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatam karotuva yatha tatha va vidadhatu lampatu mat prananatastu saevana para. The meaning of translation? Yes. Supreme controller, yes. Marmahatam, yes. Yeah. Yeah, mat prananathastu, whatever, but mat prananathastu. My Lord of my life is Him. Mat prananathastu, sa eva, only Him, nobody else. Sa eva, napara. So Mad Ekanatham, Ishvara here, meaning that He is my Lord as well. So I am connected to Him. My Lord, the Lord of my life. Tatra Adhyapaksha Stutyadi. Anyway, that's I have mentioned. So Katham Bhutam. So that Lord is how what are His qualities? He's going to explain more. So the third word is Satchidananda Rupam. The Lord is, I'm bowing down, I'm paying my obeisances to that Lord who is Sat Chit Ananda Rupam. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Brahma had said, it's confirmed here, he says Sat Chit Ananda Rupam. My Lord is having Sat Chit Ananda Rupa, eternal, full of knowledge and this. That is His Swarupa. There is no flesh and bones. There is no in His body, in His Vigraha, in His Archa Vigraha, in His Param Vigraha. There is no blood. Even though he can exhibit that on, you know, yeah, to Vishmadeva in different place. And when he was shooting chakra to Shishupal, and he exhibited some blood coming there. You know, there is some purpose to do that. Otherwise, you know, he does not have such things like us. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha, Ananda Rupam. So he has that. Sat means eternal. So his body never deteriorates. Ajopi is an Avyayatma, he said. Avyayatma, my body never perishes. Bhutanam Ishwarupi, I am Ishwara, all living entities. Bhutanam. He says Bhuta, all everybody around here is all Bhutas. I am also Bhuta, you are all Bhutas. And Gita, Krishna mentioned many times in Bhagavad Gita, you are all Bhutas. Funny to hear that, right? Yeah, Bhutas. Yeah, you are Bhutas. Because you are made of, his body is made of Pancha Mahabhut. Five basic elements. So we are Bhutas. And somebody says, yeah, we are all Bhutas, and what Krishna? Krishna is Adbhuta. Adbhuta, he's Adbhuta. He's amazing. Adbhuta means wonderful, amazing. Yeah, Bhuta Bhavana, Bhutesha. So, yeah, Satchidananda Rupam. Satchidananda Rupam means there is Satchidananda is not in a small amount. There is Satchid, the eternity full of knowledge and bliss is so much in his body, in his form. So much. So there is no scarcity of it. There is no scarcity of knowledge in him. There is no scarcity of ananda there. You know, the bliss. Eternally, yeah, abundant amount is there. Satchidananda Ghana Vigraham, that is the form of the Lord that I'm, you know, paying obeisances. Namami. Okay, then this is the truth, the tattva is described here in half sloka, you know, one quarter. Now he goes to the Lila Lashat Kundalam. Tattva visheshane utkarsha vishesha. First, this in this few words he has described tattva. Now, saundarya vishesha utkarsham vishesham aha. So in the next word he describes his beauty, how that beauty is coming up. Lasanti Sri Yashoda Bhya Dhavamanat. So when he has, when he is running away from mother, Yashoda, because he's afraid. Because he found, I mean, he's suspecting that mother is going to beat me up. Beat me up. And because mother is holding a stick, because he had done something wrong, you know that. He's done something wrong, so mother is going to, really give me a lesson. He's running away. He's running away now. So that Lord who is described in first chapter of Bhagavatam. Yannama vivasho grina. Yad bibheti tata sadyo vimucheta. Yad bibheti swayam bhayam. The bhaya, the fear personified, can be afraid of him. That is Lord. And he is afraid of mother. He is afraid of mother. Not mother, it's a stick. Because she is holding a stick, that's why he is afraid. If she is empty-handed, he would not be afraid. But she is holding a stick. My God. He is afraid of the stick. So while he is running, so then this kundala, lasat kundalam, what you call in translation, to and fro. To and fro, the lasat kundalam. And the kundala got so... the kundala, the earrings got so great fortune that they could kiss the cheeks of the Lord each moment while he is running back and forth. Yeah. Lasanti. Satata valya krida vishesha paratvado nirantaram lolataya gandayoho. So they, they're hanging back and forth and they've got, a fortune to kiss the cheeks. So then, it is Sri Mukha Shobha Vishesha Utayam. By saying this, Satyavrata Muni describes the elegance of his lotus face. And then, Sri Ganda Chumbana Shobhagyataha Kundalayo Sarvabhushaneshu Mukhyatva. So because these two earrings has got the great opportunity to kiss the cheeks of the Lord, then that he describes that's wonderful, and the great fortune, the great fortune of this the earrings. So in this way, whatever abhushan, whatever the ornaments Lord is having in his body, they all increasing their fortune by increasing their fortune to be in the Lord's service in the body of the Lord. Therefore, in 10th canto, he quotes from 10th canto. He says, "Trailokya saubhagamidam." Trailokya saubhagamidam tanirikshadupam yadgodhijadrumamriga pulakanya vibhran. So translation Srila Prabhupada have done is, it's not a complete sloka, but this is only quoted here. Your beauty is the most sublime within the three worlds. Upon seeing your beauty, even cows, birds, animals and trees in the forest become stunned in jubilation. So, what a beauty there. Anybody happen to see him, it will just become stunned. And other place in Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami describes that when they hear the sound of the flute when Krishna plays, the cows, they're grazing grass, and like that, the calf, they're sucking milk, Well, like, and birds are flying, they just stop. They say, everything stops. Time stops. Okay. In third canto, it says, these pastimes were wonderful for everyone. These pastimes were wonderful for everyone, even for those proud of their own opulence, including the Lord Himself, including the Lord Himself in His form. Including the Lord Himself in His form as the Lord of Vaikuntha. Thus, His transcendental body is the ornament of all ornaments. Bhushana Bhushanangam. So, yes, Prabhupada writes in the purport that the Lord, when Krishna appears here and he performs his pastimes, exhibiting this incomparable beauty and sweetness, these things are discussed even in Vaikuntha. Even though, Prabhupada writes, even though there is no difference in Krishna and Vishnu, but this sweetness, and the sweetness of his pastimes is discussed even in Vaikuntha. Discussed by Lord Vishnu. Yeah. No, because it's interesting for them. Such wonderful. I agree. That probably. So, I guess, because they don't have this experience in Vaikuntha. So when they see these things, they're probably being eager to get that from somewhere or go somewhere to get that experience. Gopa Kumaras. Yeah, that part I got. Okay, let's move to the next one. What we have done so far? Okay, Gokule. Okay, now we're coming to Gokule. So now, Parivara Visheshana Utkarsa Visheshana Prakatinaina Gokulasya Swabhavika Visheshana Swabhavishesham Aha. Now, he's going to describe where, in which family Krishna has come, in which family Krishna has taken birth. By describing the family, parents, mother, and so on, then he gives that specialty of Krishna's, the pastimes. More important of this is pastimes. So then you have Yashoda Bhiya, it says. Yashoda Bhiya, Chardana. So he is afraid of Yashoda. Yashodaya Matu Sakashad Bhiya Dadi Vanda. So here he comes up. What was the background? He has broken the pot. Yogurt pot. But Yashoda was churning. You know the background of that. Yeah? Krishna, yeah, you have described yesterday, so I would not repeat that. So, Krishna has made a mistake, and, that's considered aparad. That's considered aparad in Sanskrit. There's aparad. Krishna has done aparad. Mischievousness, right? So he's done aparad. For that he has to be punished. So, Yashoda could figure out that he had walked over the yogurt, therefore she could just follow and find where he was. He was on top of the motor, grinding motor. Prabhupada said, grinding spices. It's not only grinding spices, it's grinding rice, crushing rice. Right? Yeah. So he was standing, he was high up, and his little body. And he has to climb up in the highest to get that pot hanging up. So, as soon as he suspected that Maya is coming, mother is coming, he jumped down from there and it rained. Yashoda Bhiya, Ulukhala Dhavaman, because he was standing on the Ulukhala, that motor. So he jumped down and then ran away. What he was doing at that time? Sikshita Navanita Choriyartham Udvartya Talesha Marudhat. So he had, the motor is like, he has hole, you know, the motor has a hole on the top. So he turned it over. Then he stood up. And then from there, he jumped down and ran away. You know, tataha dhara, dhavamanam, is running away from there. Atasa vishesha apekshakai dasamashkanta navamadhyayuktam. Then he quotes, Sanatana Goswami quotes from 10th canto. Ulukalanghe ruparivyavasitam markaya kamam dadatam sichasitam. Hayangavam chaurya vishankitekshanam nirekshapascha sutamagamasanai. Krishna at that time was sitting on upside down wooden mortar and was distributing yogurt and butter to the monkeys as he liked. Because of, Subhasana Maharaj was saying that, why? Krishna was indebted to the monkeys. Because the monkeys helped him in Ramavatar fighting with Ravana, and he couldn't give any satisfaction, a reward to them. So in this Krishna avatar, Krishna is just feeding them free butter. Okay, take it. Rewarding. So he was distributing to the monkeys as he liked. Yeah, so they had to wait. there is time. Well, what they say in Hindi, Bhagwan ke yaan der hai, andher nahi. Krishna may be delayed to reward you. Krishna may delay to reward you, but he will always do it. Yeah, he will not forget. Because of having stolen, he was looking all around. Nobody's watching me. He's just very careful. Looking around with great anxiety, suspecting that he might be chastised by his mother. Upon seeing him, Mother Yashoda very cautiously approached him from behind. Okay. Then he says, Ato paramrishtam, paramrishtam, atyantato drutya. Ato. So he says here, drutya mena, then he was running so fast. Gopya, so Yashodaya para amrishtam prishtato dhitam. So Yashoda was running behind, following him, and at one point she caught him from behind, from the back. Atyantato drutya ityanena Yashodaya api stananitamba gurutvadi sundari vishesha. So while Krishna was running fast, that shows that Yashoda was also running fast. And because Yashoda's body was bigger, not fat, but she was tall and her waist are thin, but her breasts are thick. You have been describing it yesterday that she has so much milk in her breast that she would bathe Krishna particularly. Krishna would not only suck a little milk. There was so abundant milk on her breast that, you know, she would bathe him. So therefore, her breasts are so big, and she cannot run with that kind of body. But while she was running behind Krishna, and that was another kind of beauty, and you know that describes again that while she was running, the flowers fell from her hair, and then the acharya described there. Flowers are, oh my God, this Yashoda Maya, you know, we are sitting on top of her head, and she is running to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and she is so fortunate. Why we are sitting on her head? We should better fall on her feet. So they are falling one by one. So, what did he say? Sneha Vishesha, because also, she loves this child. Therefore, she is running after him. If he was something strange, why she has to run? So, let him go. I don't care. But because that's her child, and that's why she is running after him. Child is running fast. She is also trying to run faster. Of course, he's Sikarema in the back. Gopya. Okay, last word is Gopya, right? So the Gopya, by saying Gopya, he says, Primukti Paripatya Gopajatina Eva. Gopi means Vaishodha. But also, yeah, because Yashoda comes in the, you know, the cowherd family, therefore to say Gopi is not offensive. it's not bad. So by saying Gopi, he is, you know, that is Yashoda. He's indicating Yashoda. Okay, then, so he quotes again from 10th canto, chapter 9. It gives the beauty of Yashoda, how she was, while she was running after Krishna. Anvanchamana janani, brihachala, chala sroni bharakaranta gati, shumadhyama. Shumadhyama means the waist are small. The ladies are considered beautiful when the waist part is small and the breast part is big. That's what they say in the scripture describing the beauty of the ladies. Sukadev Goswami is Brahmachari, right? He describes. He describes even Putana, how wonderful she was when she came to Gokul. You know, why he had to talk about this Rakshasi? But he, you know, very great graveness he is describing Putana. How? Because why he is describing? Because she is going to get such an important position up there in Gokul. Yeah, he is so careful. He is so careful about describing anything. So here he says, Javena Vishramsita Kesha Vandhana Chuta Prasuna Anugati Paramrishat. While Yashoda Maya was running, so the flowers gradually becoming loosened and then they would fall at the feet of Yashoda. So in this way, the first sloka is discussed. Because we don't have much time, so we can go, you know, a little faster. We may not do everything. Let's see how much we can do. Now we say, so Yashoda has finally caught him from back. So now she is chastising. Let's see what he says next. Next word is, that this prayer you are chanting every day, so we don't chant, you know, saving time. So first word here is Rudantam. Well, yes, when Yashoda caught him, so he started crying. He's showing up. He's showing, you know, he's making drama of crying. Because she was holding a stick. That means she is gonna beat him up. So if he cries now, then she may be kind, you know, maybe she will throw away that stick. So he makes this drama. Rudantam, muhur, again and again. It's making up. Muhur, and again, with his both hands, netra yugmam, like this. The children do that. So, you know, he doesn't have any tears. He, by rubbing his eyes, he wants to pull out any tears inside there. Come on, man, now is the time, you come out. And even, you know, if they have any tears and come out, then he wants them to roll down faster, you know. Come on, man. Netra yugmam rijantam. Karamboja yugmena. You know, this two lotus hands. And he's rubbing his eyes. And what happened? Yashoda had put kajal on his eyes in the morning. You know, now he rubbing so much with his two hands, what happens? He become big eyes like Jagannath. Big eyes. Satankara, because he's afraid, you know. He's afraid and he's looking at, oh, mama, yeah, she's going to beat me. You know. Then, you know, and his breathing is going up, you know, muhu, swasa kampa, you know, muhu swasa. He's breathing fast because of fear. And Kampa is shaking, shivering. Yeah. So Sanatana Goswami comments here. Matri hasta yastim drishtva. Taya tadanam asankya vita tvadi pradasanena tatpari haranaya krandantam. Why Krishna is crying? You know, as if he was crying, he's making it so that mother will be kind and she will throw away the stick. He's, you know, he making himself as if he was afraid because of the stick. So he is showing up. He is showing up. He's not exactly, but he is showing up as a child. Tadpariharanaya. So he is crying so that Yashoda, you know, the mother may not beat him. Atayeva karamboja yugmen netra yugmam rijantam. Therefore, he is making this all effort with both hands, trying to cry, or he is crying. Yatacha balya lila vishesha svabhavatah. It is normal, it is common in children. When they cry, they both hands they use and they rub their, you know, eyes. It is natural. But so it's natural, therefore he is doing, he is showing, as if he was just normal child. Yadva, I mean, if he was not afraid, Yashoda might say, what kind of child is he? I'm holding his stick, and he's not afraid. Imagine that. Yadva, bhayaveshena sadhyo anugachato asrino niskasanartham. Yeah, I have said that already. Why? He's rubbing his eyes, and if there's any tears coming, He wants them to flow down so that she can, mother can see. And he's so much he's crying. So much he's crying, so I should not beat him. Yadha satanke sasanke netreyapi. And his eyes are very afraid because he's seeing his mother is holding stick. And he's very afraid. He's, you know, through eyes also you can see that he was afraid. He's acting as if he was afraid. And he's mentally and in mind also he was you know, he was showing that he was afraid. Shabhaya nirikshana netra yugma mityartha. So then he's looking at mother out of fear. Tatasya tarana pariharartham idam api lila antaram ohyam. So all this he is doing so that mother is not going to, so that mother may not beat him. You know, he will feel so bad otherwise. You know, what a child. What a child. He's, you know, Golok Vrindavan he left just to have the affection, love and affection of his mother, a parent. Mother is here with a big stick and beating him up. What a parabrahma. What a supreme personality of God is getting beaten by his mother, Hari Bol. I will not come here again. He loves it. Yeah, actually, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna has, what's that called? Expressed. Mata More, what's that? He says that Yeah, putra kori put kore na thadan. Mata more putra bhave kore na thadan. Mata more putra bhave kore na thadan. Ati hina bhave kore lalana palan. That's what he wants. He is so greedy for this that somebody may call him child, somebody may, you know. He desires to be a child of someone so that they can beat him up and, you know, make him a good child, you know, out of a naughty one. So whenever he's become so naughty, then, you know, the parents should be, because he been always, you know, supreme personality of God so much, you know, always been so much. So he wants, well, everybody praise me to, you know, the bros praise me as Supreme Personality. My God, you know, at least I should become child one day, you know, of somebody. And then, you know, when I behave mischievous, somebody should, you know, discipline me. You know, so mystic. He likes that. You know, that is Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami describes how Krishna is feeling, you know. Everybody is so much into praying and getting something from out of him. So Krishna desires that at least he had some chance, my God, you know. Some chance to cry for, you know, for milk and getting chastised by mother and, you know, all that. And further he says, if my friends, while playing, if they climb up on my shoulder, that's great. I would like to have such, you know, he says. And then if I have any girlfriends, you know, my sakhis, and in any chance if they become upset with me, you know, and then I have chance to pacify them, that will be the great. such a desire is coming from, you know, coming from. And that's how he gets in Krishna Lila. Radharani is always upset, and he has to do so much to make her pacify. You know, there was a pastime said, Krishna is playing flute so nice, so wonderful. He is very expert. One day Radharani asked, "Can you teach me the flute? Instead of you, I will play for you. I'll play the flute." Krishna said, "No, you cannot do it. It's not done. You can't do it. No, but you teach me. You are expert. No, you can teach, and I can play." And then Krishna said, "Okay, I can teach, but you also have to teach me something. What is that? And, you know, sometimes you get upset, right? Can you teach me how to be upset? How to become upset?" In our traditional Sanskrit language, it says manam tanoti. Anyway, so we can say, you know, how to become upset, and you know that very well, and I have to spend so much time to make you happy. I mean, if I know how to do that, maybe that will work in some way. So, you know, rather than say it's pretty simple. You know, okay, you tell me. We say, okay, you sit down. You sit down. And then, when I call you, don't listen, don't reply. If I call you again, don't reply. And then if I call you third time, don't reply. Then I think that you are getting upset. Okay, then. And then I say, okay, you sit down. Okay. Krishna sat down. Okay, Krishna has, his nature is different, you know. Anytime anybody calls, he's always there. He's attending and everybody's prayer, everybody's call. So this is not in his nature. So, Radharani said, "You ready?" Okay. She goes a little call. "Krishna? Huh?" "I told you. You see, I told you not to reply." And then, okay, next time. Okay? So she goes further. "Krishna, huh?" "You will not learn. You naughty boy, you will not learn." "Okay, then, okay. You useless. You cannot learn this. You better teach me what I want to learn first. Will you teach me? Then I'll, okay. This time I will do." So then three times, four times she tried, didn't work, and finally Krishna really got into it. And then, you know, and then he really prepared to do this. And Radharani goes further. And then she calls, "Krishna?" He didn't reply. She calls again, "Krishna?" He didn't reply. Now third time she calls, "Krishna?" He didn't reply. "My God, what happened to him? He is really upset with me." And then now she goes, she fainted. Because she was teasing him. Now he really got into it. Now she went, "No, you really upset with me." Yeah, but Krishna learned this at that time. He really had to do it. And Krishna wasn't doing it. He didn't reply. So, he's up there. Now what can I do? She fainted. And then now she fainted. Now Krishna has to... And finally he brought her back and said, "My dear, it's not going to work. Not going to work. Because see, my nature is I have to attend my devotees. Anytime they call, I'm naturally there. I listen to their prayer. So when I was listening to you, you said, I'm so bad boy. And when I really followed your order, and then you fainted. And I had to spend so much time to get you back. So this project is not going to work. Similarly, you will not be able to play my flute. It's not going to work. So something that Lord is conditioned also, even though he's all, Sarvashaktiman, all powerful and everything, there is some condition is there. Yeah. she never got to play flute. She imitates sometimes. Krishna is embracing her, and then she holds the flute and she imitates. Okay, maybe she is playing, but she cannot do it. And of course, Radharani has 26 good qualities, but the topmost qualities. She has that ability, but that is up to Krishna. where we were? If Krishna will do man like, if Krishna will become upset like Radharani, who will be there to make him, pacify him? Nobody can do that. Krishna is an expert, so he can, he'll spend so much time, but finally he'll die. He pacifies Radharani. But... Yeah. Yeah, and Krishna likes that. That's some member. he likes that much more than the Veda Stuti, that 10th canto. The Lord is Lord. What? you can never imagine what he really likes. No. Now, when he asks, where is your best place of residence? Because the yogis are 24 hours, they are meditating upon you, and there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. Where do you stay? And he declares, "Naam vasami Vaikunthe yogi naam hridaye nava. Madhvakta yatra gayanti tatra tishta minarada." I stay there where my devotees are chanting. Who cares, Vaikuntha? Innumerable Vaikuntha. But when the pleasure when devotees are chanting, that is never, nowhere. I stay there when devotees are chanting. I forgot what I was. What was it? Muhur netra yugmam vrajantam. Muhur svasena rodanavesa kritena kampat kampyamanam. So he was shivering because he was also breathing fast. And then goes to Trirekhanka, Kantha. Is it? So, like in Kansal, you see there are three lines. So in Krishna's neck also there are three lines. Kambuvat, Kambuman, Shankar. The concept. Rekhatraya chanye kanthasthitam graivam. Graiveyakam. Graivam means it's one type of jewel. It is there in his neck. Grivabhushna mukta harati yasya. Yeah, probably. Then the graivam damodaram. Okay, so that word is dama udare yasya. Dama udare yasya aninacha. Now with this word, that pastime is indicated where Yashoda has heard him And then she is tying with the motor to Krishna. Damodaram. So, Dama is a rope and Udaram is the belly. You know, Yashoda is tying the rope around Krishna's belly and tying to the rope, that rope to motor, the tall motor. Gopikolu Khale Damna Babandha Prakritam Yatha. 10 canto 9th chapter 14th sloka says. And there's a lot more description, but here it is quoted here. So, Yashoda has tied him up just as the child was normal human being. And there was much more description before that Krishna was not tying, you know, it was not possible for Yashoda to tie him up because every time it was getting short. And then Krishna saw that Yashoda was being so fatigued, so much distra parishram krinta, Krishna. Krishna saw that Yashoda was putting so much hard labor to tie him up. And every time there was two fingers less is that it indicates that our effort and the mercy of the Lord. When that is not there, then nobody can tie him. Nobody can catch the Lord. Nobody can tie him. Only when Lord is merciful to the devotee, and devotee is increasing his love to Krishna, and as his love increases, then Krishna accepts that, you know, what is that devotee? He said that now I have captured you in my heart, and I will never let you go from you. You know, so. As the devotee's love increases towards the Lord, then Lord becomes more captured naturally. So he accepts. Yeah, so that's when Yashoda's love has increased toward Krishna, so Krishna has mercifully became bound. Kripaya Sita Vandane. Yeah, Kripaya. You know, it's not only Yashoda's effort, it was Krishna also became kind to her, seeing her love and affection. So he became bound that way. Bhavanda Prakritam Yatha. And so he tied him up just like a normal human child. Damna Udari Ulukhalecha Ubhayato Bandhana Muktam. So the rope has not bound only Krishna's stomach, but also it was the motor also, you know, both ways was tied. Sukrita Bandhana, that means Krishna has accepted her time. Natu Pasa Vargavalat. You know, it was not that, you know, sometimes the hunter will spread his net and get the pieces or birds, you know. Right? I've never seen the birds falling in the net. Even the Bhagavatam describes that, right? I've seen in Bengal. You know, the Bengalis throw the net, and then you know, whatever pieces are there, he can, you know, pull them out, and fill them in the pot. But the description goes in Bhagavatam that the hunter can spread the net, and birds can also be falling in the net. Have you seen? By saying that, I just remember that one time, one hunter. Okay, this is in connection to that. We hear so many shastras, so many things, of that, but most of the time we are not in realization. And therefore it looks like just, a dry, philosophical propaganda. Otherwise we should have realization and we should be realized soul, you know, by that time. So the story tells that one hunter made a plan that tomorrow I'll go to such and such place, I'll spread my net and I'll put some food and then all the birds will go and I'll just bring them to my residence. So one saint who found out about his plot, and then he went to the forest and he spoke to the birds. He said, you know, your life is in danger. The hunter has made Hunter has made plan to kill you, to capture you all. You know? Do you really want to die? The bird said, no, we don't want to die. Can you please tell us some upay, some way to save our life? He said, yes, I can tell you. I'll tell you a mantra, important mantra. And you remember and you memorize that, and you realize that, and practice that, so you will, your life will be successful and you will not be caught by any hunter. And they said, okay, so you tell us that mantra, we'll practice that. So he said, okay, follow me. Repeat this. The hunter will come. Repeat that. To spread the net and food. Yes. The hunter will come to spread the net and food. But don't go there to eat, then your life will be good. The hunter will come to spread the net and food, but don't go there to eat, then your life will be good. So he told this mantra. So all the birds started chanting it, you know. They have to chant 16 rounds every day. What do you chant? You realize this. You realize this. You practice this, and then you know what to do. You know what to do. The net. So you know that the hunter will come. He will spread the net and food. If you don't go to eat, your life will be good. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So you have to chant. Okay. You memorized it. Okay. Good memorize. So they started singing it. The hunter will come to spread the net and food. If we don't go to eat, our life will be good. So they chant the whole night. Yeah? They practice it. But no realization. What happened? Next day they are chanting whole night, whole morning they are chanting. You know, they are so Pakka disciples. So the hunter is coming. They are still chanting. The hunter will come to spread the net and food. If we don't go to eat, our life will be good. So hunter has come. He spread the net. He put the food there. And they flew down to get the food. And finally they got into the net. They're still singing the same. They're still singing the same. The hunter, they are inside the cage now, inside the net. The hunter will come, spread the net and food. If we don't go to eat, our life will be good, but they're already there. So what's the use of chanting? You didn't realize that. So, we simply study and don't realize that that's the situation we are in. So realization has to be there. That's all. Chanting will not. That's how we see. When the time comes for Vanaprastha, you get into another grihastha life. So that's the example. In the movement, you see? Right? It's time for Vanaprastha, but you not realize, you know, it's all, then you start new life. Yeah, it's the same thing. So time is up today, so we'll just start the Gopi Gita, right?
What time is
start
Gopi Gita?
8:15. Okay, that's good enough today, right? Thank you very much. So give Damodara Ashtakam ki jai. Shanti Jana Shemi, okay, good.
Thank you.